听力课堂，听 class.com。
This is justvocabulary.com, the podcast that improves your vocabulary anywhere, anytime. And our two words for today,
insular
and
respite.
Welcome to episode number 428. I'm your host, Yun, and let's get started with our first word.
Insular.
I saw a documentary yesterday about an insular community that is not receptive of new ideas, especially from outsiders.
Insular.
Many older people cling to insular beliefs without ever considering other people's opinions.
Insular.
Mark's insular attitude toward foreign countries and cultures restricted his desire to travel.
Insular.
It's spelled I-N-S-U-L-A-R.
Insular.
What does it mean? Insular means limited in outlook, concerned only with local matters and not interested in new ideas or different cultures. Insular means ignorant of or uninterested in cultures, ideas, or people outside one's own experience. But insular can also mean not close to others or physically or emotionally removed from others. That's because insular is derived from the Latin word insula, which means island. Someone who is insular is like an island, cut off and unable to accept foreign ideas. Here are some synonyms: narrow-minded, inward-looking, provincial, short-sighted, or isolated, and to antonyms, broad-minded or cosmopolitan. Great, let's move on to our second word of the day, which is the word
respite.
Respite. Because Mark was sick, his students had a day's respite before their essays were due.
Respite.
Lisa worked in the garden all day with only 5 minutes of respite for a drink of water.
Respite.
The refugee camp will provide some respite from the suffering.
Respite.
It's spelled R-E-S-P-I-T-E.
Respite.
What does it mean? The noun respite is a brief period of rest and recovery between periods of exertion. It's a pause from doing something, often for relaxation. It can also be a short interruption of relief in the intensity or amount of something, especially harm or discomfort. Respite is a relief from burden or a temporary pause in something. Respite can also be used as a verb, meaning to delay punishment, but reprieve is more commonly used in this context. Some synonyms: pause, rest, or interruption. And a good antonym is continuation. Okay, those were the two words of today.
Insular.
And
respite.
Time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
transitory? Transitory.
We introduced the word transitory in show number 427, and it means lasting for only a short period of time, temporary. Example sentence: the Dutch soccer team took an early but transitory lead in the first half of yesterday's game. That's it for today. I would like to thank you for listening. And don't forget to go to justvocabulary.com, where we have great study tools and online quizzes. For now, have a great day and see you later. Bye-bye.